but the ball squirts out and tip win it inside their own 45. They go long. Dan McCormack down into the corner. He's looking for Callanan, the Bank of Ireland man, against Prunty, the Abbey side man, and Prunty wins it. Full back play at his very, very best. Well done, Conor Prunty, marking the All Star, the four time All Star. Callanan, super play, Fergal, you'd appreciate that as a defender.
Super play, Conor Prunty, and that's what we've come to expect. You know, the best forwards in the game, Conor Prunty, by and large, has been taking them out for the last two or three years.
So Daisha hurling captain Conor Prunty has been named as full back on the PWC All Star team for 2021. He's Abbeyside's first All Star and Waterford's first All Star full back. I'm delighted to say that Conor joins me on the line now. And Conor, what was your reaction when you heard the news?
I suppose just, you know, I kind of laughed, to be honest with you. I wasn't really expecting it. A bit overwhelmed, and then I suppose got home to parents and they were proud and a lot of text messages. So it's nice for the club and friends and family and the locality and stuff. So yeah, a bit of pride.
Yeah, I think a lot of Waterford fans, and I suppose every side fans in particular, Conor, were delighted to see a white and blue jersey amongst all the sea of green. How many messages have you received over the past couple of days?
Yeah, look, the phone has been pretty hectic, but that was a bit overwhelming, to be honest. But obviously means a lot to other people, but I'm really happy that I suppose that I can give people a bit of joy and stuff, and that they're proud of me. I find it hard to believe that I have so many contacts, but grateful for all the messages and much appreciated.
Was there any messages in particular, Conor, that meant a lot to you?
Not really, no, just from, I suppose, people, players that I would have played with before and stuff like that, and just friends and college friends that I mightn't have seen in a while and stuff like that, you know. Just and no big messages or anything, but just simple messages that I suppose meant a lot, yeah.
And to become Abbeyside's first All-Star, Conor, how much does that mean to you?
Yeah, I suppose it's probably a big thing. It's a big thing for the club. I'm sure they're very happy and proud, but I don't know how I feel about it. I was pretty sure surely there would have been someone before me, but I'm happy to receive the award and delighted that the club get a bit of representation for all the hard work that they would have put in to me and all the other players throughout the years. It's like I've gone through many coaches' hands over there and many good men, and some are here still with us and some are gone. So look, it's a big thing for the club.
Which coaches in Abbeyside, Conor, would have had the biggest influence on your career?
I suppose early on it would have been Larry Cliff would have started us off, and I suppose I would have had a lot to do with Larry very young. And then as I grew up, I suppose I had a lot of different coaches. I had Donnie Kenwright would have been a mainstay, I suppose. Once I got to say under 16 up, he would have taken all our underage teams that would have been successful from then on. It's really stuck with us and stuck with me, I suppose. And he was with us on my first year with the Waterford Miners. He was a selector, so I would have to give him an awful amount of credit, even though he probably won't take much of it. I would have dealt with a lot of good fellas. I'm going to probably miss names here now. So, look, even throughout the school as well, look, I would have had Dara Duggan, who would have been huge. And look, I'm conscious I don't want to leave anyone out, so I'm going to stop naming.
Was Richie Foley someone in the club that you would have looked up to, Conor, when you were developing as a hurler?
Yeah, definitely. Look, Richie kind of set a different level when I started off, even in with the senior team in the club. He would have had a different kind of a mindset and an application to training than most. So definitely someone that you would have tried to follow and pick up small things from.
And when Waterford GA followers think of Abbeyside fullbacks, Conor, the name that immediately springs to mind is Austin Flynn, a member of the 1959 team who sadly passed away earlier on this year.
Yeah.
Would you have had any contact with him over the past couple of years?
No, would you believe I never met Austin, but look, I would have grown up with Gus and Cormac Kernan, would have heard a lot about Austin. And he's a mighty name in the club and a mighty name in Waterford and across the country. So, look, it's just kind of a bit ironic then that follow on and play in the same position as him. The legend that he is, it's just great, yeah.
What was your reaction, Conor, when Liam Cahill decided to sign on for another 12 months of Waterford?
Yeah, look, it was a big boost. I suppose we were all kind of humming and hawing. You know, we were literally 50-50. Like, we could see, I suppose, his reasons for going, obviously, and obviously then the attraction to stay with us. So, look, it's a big boost for us as players because we felt we're an unfinished kind of article at the moment, and we would have liked the team to stay on and obviously progress us even further, which we're delighted that he's doing. And we've big faith in Liam, and I think he has big faith in us. So it's a big year ahead now for us.
How much confidence did it give you, Conor, when Liam made you vice captain in his first year in charge?
Yeah, I suppose it just showed a bit of trust in me, maybe. And I kind of laughed at it when I went home. but yeah, I suppose it's just a bit of trust and faith in me, and that's basically it. Look, it's great to get a manager's trust and faith early, and then you kind of can build on that. So it was a great boost for me earlier on, yeah.
And how excited are you by the appointment of the new selector, Tony Brown?
Yeah, look, Tony doesn't need any introduction. He's a legend in Waterford hurling, and I'm really looking forward to getting to work with him. I think everyone else is as well. So, and Tony is he'll be a demanding character, and he'll want to win. So it's great, great addition to the panel.
And finally, Conor, there's going to be no All-Star ceremony tonight. When will you get to pick up the award itself?
I'm not sure, but do you know what? It's no harm, because I could do with a break from nights out and get back into the swing of things.
Great stuff. You're looking forward to getting back on the training field, so.
Yeah, can't wait to meet the lads later.
Waterford hurling captain Conor Punty, congratulations on your All-Star award, and thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks very much, Tomás.
Hold up in the middle of the field. Limerick win possession. Away they come once again. Boylan, he's done well. Gets the ball to Keane Lynch in space. Lynch on the 20. Flicks the ball into Flanagan. Flanagan takes his shot. Oh, Prunty was there to get a touch to it. Out for a 65. Looked like a certain goal when Flanagan gets it onto his stick. Got a brilliant goal against Galway. But Prunty denied what looked like a certain score.
Yeah, and that's why Prunty is, you know, in soccer terms, most valuable player. He's one of our most valuable players. He just does the simple thing and does it right all the time. And he's always in the right place. He's always prepared to put his body on the line.